Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Vann, and today we're talking to Craig Armstrong, an economic development specialist for the city of Newton. And Craig, next week we have a groundbreaking for the very first company that's going to be locating at the Newton Rail Park, AU Solutions. It's an ag chemical type company. And just kind of your impressions of what this rail park can mean for the city of Newton.
I think it's an enormous asset, economic asset certainly, but it has far-reaching ramifications beyond simply a place where companies that are rail dependent or that need rail service can go. This, you know, 300 plus acres of available land in a format that immediately is accessible to the only independent railway in the entire United States that connects to all of the other national rail carriers. So no matter what company you're coming to, would be coming there, whatever product they had, they could ship anywhere in the world right out of Newton. First of all, by using Iowa Interstate Railway and then connecting to other rail carriers to the East Coast or West Coast, where they could go by ship to anywhere in the world. So it's exciting to be part of that kind of a network, if you will, to be able to put product out into, regardless of where that marketplace might be, we can get a product to it from here. The rail park is kind of unique. There aren't very many rail parks that have that kind of access with the ability to ship anywhere in the world like we do. Our first company that's coming, AU Solutions, is a chemical product, not toxic chemicals. Yeah. These are chemicals that are kind of everyday use sort of things. And they will be breaking ground here. And so there will be not only a dedication ceremony on Thursday, July the 9th, but also a groundbreaking ceremony for that company as they become the first one in the rail park. So having this in Newton and in Jasper County is an enormous economic driver. Because not only is it bringing those companies here, but of course, that's where the job opportunities will be. When there are job opportunities, there will be need for people to live somewhere close by where they're working. So there, again, that's the driver for housing in this community. We're already looking at a robust housing market here in Newton, both for single family and for multifamily, at all price ranges too. We've got everything from very affordable new homes all the way up to custom built homes that are, you know, approaching $1 million. So it's a healthy market, and it's going to get healthier as more companies take advantage of the Newton Rail Park.
I think one thing that people maybe overlook is that it's state certified, and that means the state can go out and promote the site as well, instead of just you Newton folks having to present this to possible companies.
Absolutely. And organization that has really been front and center in working with and for this project is Newton Development Corporation, which of course is one of our community partner organizations. It's a 501c6 nonprofit, but and a private company, so it's not controlled by the city or part of the city, but works in tandem with the city on projects like this. And Frank Liebel and his staff and his board of directors have done a great job in attracting companies like AU Solutions. And this was a long process, Randy. I mean, they started months and months ago working with, even before the site was certified, and it is a state certified site, the Newton Rail Park is, even before any of that had happened, if this was, you know, a process of a company looking for a site with rail access, relatively in the middle of the country, so they could easily ship to both coasts, to do all of the criteria that they had, but they still had a number of different options available to them. So this went on for months and months, and it was the number of prospects went from this number to a large number, to a smaller number, to a smaller, got down to about six, and then finally four, and then two, And of course, every time we would be continued to be in the running for this, everyone was hopeful that we would ultimately be selected. And what it really came down to was they liked our community. The people who'd come here, who had scoped out the land, not just the land, they scoped out the community. They were here one time and it was right around Christmas time. And they went through Maytag Park and all the holiday lights that were in. You know, you don't think that those kinds of things have anything to do with economic development. Let me tell you right now that quality of life and the character of a community has everything to do with economic development. So fortunately, we have a community that cares for itself like that. So when those prospects come to town and Frank or whomever it is that's taking people around and showing them the community and showing them what it is that we do besides where it is they're going to be located if they decide to come here. And that kind of response is what you see. Then we know that it's not one thing. It's many elements. It's the quality of the life of life. It's the housing opportunities. You know, it's the easy access on and off an interstate or to a railroad or whatever the case is. We're incredibly blessed to be where we are here in Newton. And all of those factors together, I think, just spells a very, very bright and very prosperous future for Newton and for Jasper County.
And that's one of the reasons why, too, that the city put so much into their park system, too, because it's a family situation and it's something that attracts people to a community.
Absolutely.
So, definitely.
Indeed it is.
Craig Armstrong, Economic Development Specialist for the City of Newton, joining us on today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. Makes a short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at the Sprint Car Capital of the World. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.